My wife wants to know why she's always catching colds. Wind in Chinese medicine is called the spearhead of disease. And if your lungs are weakened, and they get weakened by cold air, the wind can penetrate through and the little lurgies can come on underneath. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello, and thank you for joining me on today's Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, today is a Mrs. Carpenter special, which is James's wife. And James has basically pulled rank on the basis that he's basically in charge of the entire thing. He says, right, my wife wants to know why she's always catching colds and he's not, because it's not fair. So I said, actually, common colds are indeed called common colds and therefore actually worthy of a podcast in its own right, because actually we all catch colds and they're really annoying. And there's a few things that I can teach you which will help you not catch them, or if you do catch them, what to do about it. So Angela, otherwise known as the iconic Mrs. Carpenter in this studio, this one's for you. And actually, I think I am now taking dedication. So, colds. Right. Well, the first thing about colds is there's a couple of things you need to know about colds, is that we in Chinese medicine call them a wind cold invasion. Now, what on earth is that? Well, the first thing is you need to think, in order to prevent colds, about how normally you catch colds in the winter time. OK, we'll come on to summer colds in a minute, but they're more common in the winter. Now, that's because wind in Chinese medicine is called the spearhead of disease. OK, so you've got to imagine it like this arrow. I wish I had one. Like this arrow, like coming in at your body, like, boom, like that. And the disease kind of follows behind it, like this. And so basically what happens is, if you're not wrapped up properly, it can enter into the body quite easily. Now, it can enter in through the nose and the mouth, OK, and go into the lungs that way. But actually, the skin is the second lung. And if your lungs are weakened and they get weakened by cold air, okay, then interestingly, the skin, and more importantly, something called Wei Qi, which sits underneath the skin, which is this sort of defensive energy, okay, basically gets weakened and the wind can penetrate through and the little lurgies can come on underneath. This is why it is so important in the wintertime to wrap up. The most important thing you can do to prevent colds is to make sure that you're wearing the winter clobber. So a scarf around your neck. The minute you get to late autumn, so I'd be saying sort of late October, you need to be, even mid-October, you need to be making sure that you have got a scarf wrapped fully around your neck and that you are adjusting your clothing if you're going in and out of temperatures, okay? Because you're going out into the cold air and then you're going into probably centrally heated environments, and that fluctuation of temperature can start to play havoc with what's going on with the defensive energy of the body. Back outside you go, whoosh, in goes the wind and in comes the lurgy. It can literally penetrate through the skin, especially of the upper back. So you want to wear a scarf. That's the first thing. Now, there's a little bit more with clothing before we go any further, because aside from lungs having a massive relationship with the defending the body, because these things are coming in through the nasal passages in the mouth and in through the upper body of the skin, you've also got the kidneys to think about, because the kidneys are responsible for your constitution. Okay, they are responsible for whether you're vigorous and strong and you don't catch colds, presumably James, or his poor wife, who's probably born him some children, probably knackered herself in the process running around after them. James is looking really guilty over there because he's sat here listening to this and she's probably at home doing the school run right now. Poor Angela. Right. No wonder she's knackered. She needs a nap in the afternoon. She hasn't got one. Right. So the kidneys are responsible for your constitution. Now, constitutional frequency is really important with the kind of people that seem to, when they do catch a cold, have the power to sort of bat it off quite quickly. Okay. But the kidneys get weakened by cold, and they also get weakened by fatigue. Now, women tend to run a bit colder than men in the first place, but also the kidneys, interestingly, have a point right here on the foot. OK, it's right there. If you kind of imagine the sort of this is the foot here, it's right there, bang slap in the middle. And that energy goes in up the feet and it goes zhing, 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 all the way up into the body, into the kidneys themselves. So if in the wintertime you are getting wet feet or cold feet, it starts to impact the kidneys and they don't like it. Also, the kidneys are in the lower back region and responsible for that whole part of the body. So if you're wearing low slung jeans or, oh my God, crop tops, which is literally my biggest bugbear ever. When I see girls wearing them, they are so bad for you. OK, so if your jeans are too low and your top is too high, you have got wind cold just going zhung straight into the kidneys and making them weak. So it's really important to also make sure that you're wearing boots and that you're keeping the extremities of the bodies warm. Hats, gloves, boots, okay, and that you're keeping the body in a nice, consistent temperature on the inside. And then equally, when you go indoors and it's warm, you take all that stuff off and that you keep yourself in a nice, regular temperature. So that's a couple of really simple things that we need to know and why we need to do these things. One last thing on wrapping up is hats and earmuffs, okay? The kidneys in Chinese medicine open to the ears. So keeping the ears warm also supports kidney health at the same time. And make sure you're wearing a vest. They're not very sexy, but they are very, very useful. And you tuck them in so that you're keeping that lower back constantly warm and therefore keeping the kidneys happy. So there's more information about how to keep the kidneys and the lungs happy on fact sheets, so we can go into that there. But let's go back to colds. So the first thing is keep yourself warm and understand the importance of that. That's an easy win to do because most of us have this thing, these sorts of things lying around at home. But now the next thing we need to think about. There is a supplement called lactoferrin, which most people don't know anything about. It is very common in Asia. Okay, people take lactoferrin constantly. It's just well known. It's lesser known in the West, but it's a vital thing to take because lactoferrin massively supports the body's immune system. It just basically really assists you just zapping those microbes as they come into the body. Now, there's various different versions of lactoferrin on the market, and there's various different ones that we can recommend that you take. I personally take Leapfrog Immune because it's mixed with zinc and it's mixed with vitamin C, and I find that really, really helpful. And actually, I find taking lactoferrin preventatively has massively reduced my susceptibility to colds because it has really, really increased my immune function. Now, as well as that, because that's another quick fix, easy win. Another really easy one to know is that elderberry is a natural antiviral. And loads of people didn't seem to know that, which is weird. But elderberry grows wild and free across Europe. And it is something that you can actually harvest for free in the autumn time and make elderberry linctus. There is a recipe for that on my social media, which I'll make sure that I'll show that for you. But otherwise you can buy it. Don't buy the really famous branded ones, she says, not naming and shaming, which have got loads of sugar in them. So make sure you look at the ingredient list and you need to buy sugar-free. Because actually, when you're dealing with colds and strengthening the immune system is the responsibility in Chinese medicine of the spleen. OK, and sugar is really not good. So when you then get colds and you start taking a whole load of these kind of cold cures, remedies that you find in the pharmacy, they're all laced with sugar. So that's actually really bad and that often will make things worse. Actually, you'd be better off just buying a sugar-free elderberry linctus or better still making your own and making it in the autumn time, freezing it. And I basically have that on the go the whole time. Every single person in my family takes a Chinese soup spoon of elderberry every single day throughout the winter months to keep those colds at bay. And it works. OK, you can buy them, you can make them, but just make sure that you're taking them and keep the sugar out of the diet. Now, in terms of supporting the immune system, there is a whole fact sheet on supporting the spleen, which will in turn support the immune system. But if this cold has now got its foothold into your body and it's gone through the defences of your clothing, it's gone through the defences of your lactoferrin, and it's gone through the defences of your antiviral, and you are following all my advice on the spleen, lung and kidney fact sheet, and you've got tick, 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 but nonetheless, that little bug has got into the body, what do? The best thing that you can ever do for colds at this stage is gua sha. Now, gua sha is an ancient Chinese remedy, which is using a rounded object. You can use a Chinese soup spoon. You can use the lid of a jam jar, okay, in terms of bringing gua sha into the body. And all you need to do is you take, she says, here's one I prepared earlier. Right, here is a Chinese soup spoon, which I brought for this moment in time when I needed to show gua sha. You would put oil on the chest, okay? Ideally, you would be doing this with someone else and you put oil on the upper back as well. You take the rounded edge of the spoon and you press stroke over the chest, away from the heart, in sideways motions, all the way to where the arm attaches itself to the torso, all the way through, all the way. And if you possibly can, take it down the inside of the arm and along the line that would lead you to your index finger as well. This is really, really important. And gua sha has been used for thousands of years and is used to release pathogens out of the body. okay? And it's using the skin. It works to stimulate blood flow. It works to basically clear, strengthen immune function. And it's really, really good at getting these things out of the body. Never gua sha down the actual throat, in terms of the front of the throat. But if you just imagine that you don't do the throat, you want to be gua sha-ing down, follow the jawline, follow the apex of the jaw at the corner, going down the throat and across the chest and out from the heart. And then do the back in the same way where the spine is here, you'd be working outwards. It is absolutely brilliant for colds and coughs and fevers. It's one of the best things that you can do for them. And that is the thing that I would recommend more than anything else. The last thing to say for colds is, when you feel that you're getting that tickle, up the lactoferrin, up the vitamin C, up the zinc, and go to bed. Go to bed. And don't take things. Obviously, I have to be careful about this, but basically, in ancient medicine, we don't like to lower the temperature. Okay, now we have to be careful about that. You need to consult your GP in terms of deciding what you want to do. But what we would say in traditional medicine is you would open the window so that you've got good ventilation, but you double up the duvets because you actually want to create a sweat in the body. Because what the body does by raising the temperature is it's creating an inhospitable temperature for the pathogen. Okay, that's why it's raised its temperature in the first place. If you take things that then lower that temperature back down again, oh, good, I've got the temperature down, that pathogen is going to have a really good party. And that's often why it then turns into a massive, great elongated cough that goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, and then you can never shift it, or it comes back again. In a way, really what we recommend is that you want that body temperature up because you want to burn it out. You want to open the pores of the skin. You want to burn the pathogen out of the body. And what you then do is do other things to keep the temperature down, e.g., and this sounds terribly old-fashioned, but a cold, damp cloth on the forehead. Have you ever seen any kind of Netflix where it's kind of 100 years ago, they'd be like mopping their brow? That's because that keeps the extremities cool and keeps the head cool, but you're sweating it out of the body. And then the last and by no means least thing that I'd like to explain for colds is something which I recommend and I make for every single person in my family when they get sick, and they all absolutely love it, which is called cinnamon twig decoction. Oh my God, I hear everyone in the studio go, what the hell is that? It is amazing. And it's one of those things that you can have the ingredients in your store cupboard permanently. So it's no fuss, just sits in the corner, ready for when the lurgy hits. And what cinnamon twig decoction does is it supports the body in booting the pathogen out through these hot opened pores whilst you're mopping the brow and changing the air frequency and taking your antivirals. Okay, what is it? It is cinnamon bark. OK, you can buy it really cheaply. OK, it's really easy. It's just basically the bark of the cinnamon tree. OK, you take licorice root, you take fresh ginger, fresh turmeric, fresh lemon. Those things can live in the fridge, actually. You can add star anise if you wish to as well. But the main ingredient is cinnamon bark and licorice root. OK, they are dry ingredients. You can just break them. You put them in a teapot. OK, this is also demonstrated on my social media as well. So I've done this countless times in the wintertime to show people how to make it. So you literally just take a teapot, you break the cinnamon bark in, you break in the licorice root, you add in juice in the lemon, chuck the whole lemon in, add a bit of star anise, add cloves as well if you wish, grate in some ginger, grate in some turmeric, add hot water, let it steep. Okay, if you wish, you can add a little bit of honey to taste. Be careful with honey. Make sure that it's not too hot when you add honey in, and don't make it too sweet because then you're kind of feeding the sweetness again. So only a little bit. But basically, you want to drink as much of that as you possibly can, because basically you're flooding the body with liquids, which because you're going to be sweating because you're hot, but you're also using active ingredients which are supporting the body in keeping that thermostat in a healthy, high state whilst you burn the pathogen out through the body. It is one of the best cold cures, and it really feels good. And the very last thing, of course, which most people do know about, which is chicken soup. I always, always have chicken soup in the freezer. Okay, I will make it from the entire chicken because you need to slow cook it. You need to get all the nutrients from the bones, and then I keep it ready in broth that I can just defrost really, really easily, add a few noodles, add some fresh ginger, add some scallions or spring onions, which are really, really good for colds as well. And one last thing, if you're finding that with this cold, you are really bunged up and you're finding it very difficult to breathe, another really brilliant remedy is grate some garlic and put it in a very little Tupperware and have it by the side of the bed. And just keep opening it and breathing it in and then closing it and putting it back down again. It's a really useful thing for kind of strengthening the lungs. Burning eucalyptus oil in an air purifier in the room is also, especially ones with which the ones where you have the water steam coming out, you put the drops of eucalyptus in. And finally, oregano oil. Oregano oil is absolutely brilliant for supporting the airways and the air passages and dealing with coughs and lingering coughs and sort of like and all the phlegm that comes with the cold. And sorry, I keep saying the last thing and then I keep thinking of something else. The last thing is the Himalayan salt pipe. Himalayan salt pipes are a very, very useful thing for anything to do with the respiratory system. It's a very, very useful way to dry up the phlegm and the mucus from the cold. So with that, 15 minutes later, that is literally a brain dump for Mrs. Carpenter on everything she needs to do to cope with what goes on in Mr. Carpenter's life when he's not sat here dealing with me. So there we go, over and out. Thank you very much, everyone. Hopefully that was useful for you. Please, please, please rate and review this on Apple Podcasts. Can I just remind everyone, when I'm talking about the temperature stuff, when you go to that level of owning your health, please consult your Western GP, okay? Because that's where you need to be very careful. But I'm just giving you the information from This Is How We Do It. But nonetheless, follow me on Spotify and please leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. And I look forward to seeing you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.